Dave Parsons, board member.
Donnie Maher, board member.
Bill Leifers, board member.
Randy Lackman, board member.
Dawn Terrell, board member.
Approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
A second.
One or the other.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Approval of the August 19th, 2015 minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
A second.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, applications for public hearing, application number 26034 of the Iowa City Coralville JCs.
Yeah, and they're requesting conditional use permit to host a special event. The property is located south of Black Diamond Road, about 1,000 feet west of its intersection with Highway 1. And they, every year, hold a haunted corn maze that is a fundraiser for the Iowa City and Coralville JCs. The event will be on the 9th and 10th, 16th, 17th, and 23rd and 24th of October from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. I believe those are all Friday, Saturday nights. Here's the location of the property. This is Highway 1, south of Iowa City and Black Diamond Road. So here's the location of, or a picture of the site. They're going to use two accesses, have parking along the cornfield here, and the event will be in the field. The event will be staffed by 15 to 25 volunteers. The applicant plans to post two signs of the event, one at the corner of Highway 1 and Black Diamond to just show people where to turn, and another one at the location of the entrance to the parking area. Like I said earlier, the applicant will have off-street parking, and per secondary roads request, no parking will be allowed on Black Diamond Road. They plan to use minor electrical equipment like fog machines and floodlights, and all equipment will be either battery powered or run off of one of two generators. For sanitary facilities, they plan to have a porta potty on site, and there will be no running water. The county engineer, health department, and sheriff did not have any objections. Like I said, this event has run quite a few years now, and they have received a conditional use permit. Staff hasn't received any complaints in the past, and staff recommends approval contingent upon the applicant having a special inspection completed by our building inspection division after the attraction has been set up, but before the event begins.
Thank you. Any questions? Is there anybody here to speak for or against the application? Do you have a motion?
I'm going to approve with the caveat of the inspection prior to the opening of the event.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Maher.
Aye.
Terrell.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Mackinder.
Yes.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Next application from Kerry Ray, application for a special event.
Yep, and this property is on the east side of Half Moon Avenue, about 1,400 feet south of 360th Street. And this is another Halloween event. This one is a haunted house in the barn on the property. The applicant will hold the event on the 16th and the 17th, the 23rd and the 24th, and the 30th and 31st, again, all Friday and Saturday nights. And they plan to have it open from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Here's the location of the property. Here's Half Moon Avenue, IVW or IWV, and the south edge of Tiffin, just up here to the north. Here's a look at the property the event will be held in. Here is the barn that they plan to set up the haunted house in. They're going to use their driveway as an access, and they've rented or leased some property from the neighbor to the south to have parking. They propose to place a sign at the entrance of the driveway just to let people know where they are. And they also want to post signs along Half Moon Avenue that say no parking. Like I said, they have on-site parking or off-road parking. They will have one porta potty for sanitary facilities. In the barn, they want to use strobe lights, fog machines, and other props. And for safety, they'll have exit, lighted exit signs as well as fire extinguishers throughout the barn. The county engineer, health department, and county sheriff did not have any objections. Same as last one, this applicant has been granted a conditional use permit in the past. Staff did not receive any complaints, and staff recommends approval upon the applicant applying for and having a special inspection completed after the attraction's been set up, but before the event begins.
Thank you. Questions? Is there anybody here to speak for or against the application? Can I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve, contingent upon the building inspector coming in before the event opens.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Carol.
Aye.
Parsons.
Aye.
Lackinder.
Yes.
Marr.
Aye.
Leifers.
Aye. Okay, the application is approved. Next application is a variance application of CW Homes regarding a front yard setback.
Yeah, and this property is located in the R residential zoning district where the required front yard setback is 40 feet. The applicant is requesting 5 feet. The property is on the east side of Rice Ridge Lane, about 1,000 feet south of Mahaffey Bridge Road. And the applicant is requesting a variance to facilitate the construction of a 900 square foot garage over the existing parking pad. Here's location of the property. This is Mahaffey Bridge Road. Here's North Liberty, and then Rice Ridge. This is a photo of the location or of the property. The red lines are the required setbacks. The blue line is the requested setback. Green is the existing house and an attached garage. And the pink is the proposed location of the new garage. The proposed garage does sit about 35 feet from the edge of the travel surface and is about 3 or 4 feet below the level of the road. There's a retaining wall that runs in between the road and the proposed garage. This property was created in 1960 and zoned in 1960 when the county was mass zoned. The original home, which is still there, was built in 1975, and the attached garage was added in 1991. The lot's about 660 feet from the end of this private drive, which dead ends at Army Corps of Engineer property. And as you can see on this map, there are a variety of structures in this area that are within 15 feet of the front yard lot line. Of these buildings, the most recent one built was in 1998, where there is one here, which is 0 feet from the lot line, and another one in 1998, which is 15 feet from the front yard lot line. The applicant has claimed a hardship, and they have 5 reasons for it. The first is that the location will provide ease of entry for vehicles. The second is that it will preserve backyard space, and it's the best location due to the steep sloping lot. Third is that there would be no need for tree removal. Fourth is that the location will conform better to the area and preserve the view of the lake. And the last is that the existing gas line will not have to be moved. And staff's evaluation of the hardship is that because this property was platted in 1960, setbacks have changed slightly since then. There are a variety of buildings in that little neighborhood area that are less than 15 feet, some closer than 5, some further than 5. Including a garage that I pointed out, which is directly on the front lot line. But this property can be used residentially. There's already a garage on the property. Here's just a photograph to give an idea of what it looks like. This is the retaining wall I talked about earlier. This stake is the front corner of the lot, and right here you can see a pink dot. That would be the back corner of the garage close. On the other side, Josh is standing on the left front corner of the garage, and then right here is the right corner of the proposed garage, and you can see in the back still that stake that denotes the lot line, and it runs kind of like, oh shoot.
And Rice Ridge Lane is up above the retaining wall.
Yeah, Rice Ridge Lane is about 35 feet from this pink dot here, and above the retaining wall. And so in a conclusion, this proposed structure is very close to the front lot line, and staff does prefer to keep structures as far away from the front as we can. But the board recently approved a variance request that was similarly close and also located on a private road. And based on kind of the topography of the lot, this location of the garage, in staff's opinion, is probably the lowest impact location on the lot. And so I don't think staff has too much of an issue with granting this variance.
Thank you. Questions?
Do we have any idea how a house built in 1998 could have had a 0-foot setback?
That's like it's a garage. I'm not sure what happened there. I didn't look up to see if there's a variance, and I just looked to see what the building permit said. So.
Okay.
Any other questions? Is there anybody here to speak for or against the application? Go ahead. State your name and your address.
My name is Bill McDermott, Fairfax, Iowa. I'm part of CW Homes. I guess we looked at different areas where to put this garage, and by putting it there, it probably got the least impact on the lot. We looked at turning it in various different ways. It would have been sitting on top of the lot, possibly. So I think if we keep the garage pitched down, I think that still from the road, you won't really see much of that garage. It's kind of lays, like I said, lays off that retaining wall there. It comes down in a hurry. So I think other than that, I think everything is covered.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody else here to speak for or against the application? Your name and address?
Brian Hawes, 184 Lockmore Circle, North Liberty. I'm going to be the purchaser of the home, and so I was the one that requested the garage. And looking at the space and where the road is and at the other lots, I was just hoping for that variance to create an area for the garage, mainly because it's kind of a space that will never get used. As you can see, a road or a driveway, you know, for who knows how many years. And the only thing we'd be doing is putting a structure on top of that.
Thank you. Any questions? Anybody have a motion? I'll make a motion to approve 26038.
Second.
Okay, discussion? Roll call.
Parsons?
Aye.
Lackender?
Yes.
Maher?
Aye.
Terrell?
Aye.
Leifers?
Aye. Application is approved. Anything else? Adjournment? Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.